played with him when I was 8 years old. That would made me such a guitar player in a way of speaking, because he never learned me a note, but he'd always play in front of me, and I'd learn my own in a way of speaking as this. We went a long ways together, and we used to play at a place you called Buffalo, Texas. That was about 75, going toward Dallas. So the last I heard of Blind Lemon, he was in Dallas. And so I heard that he got frozen up there, so I didn't know, but he was nice to me in every way, and I appreciated little things he done. And he used to holler at me, say, "Boy, you better play it right."
Yeah.
And I'd go ahead on and play it with him. And he'd say, "You know it's one kind favor I'll ask to you." And you see, me and him would just cat like that, you know. And I just come on up to be one of them people. Now I'm an old man now, near about old, because I think I'm 16 tomorrow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where did you first hear him? What town did you first hear him?
Well, the first time I heard him in was Waxahachie. Mm-hmm. Waxahachie, Texas. It was fixing to be an association at the Buffalo, Texas, that in the coming week. So we all got together and went up there. Right. Rode a flatback 25 truck, model truck. Uh-huh. Yeah, all of us just cried up on the road up there and hear him saying, also, I plead with him.
Was he well known?
Well known up there. That was his home, was bread and bone. His mother and dad and everything, brothers, cousins, all was up there. They up there now.
What did he look like?
Oh, he was a great big fat dog man with a big stomach. He laid that guitar across his thumb, man. It was a shame.
Uh-huh.
See, and the guitar stick way up toward his chin. Yeah, he had that much stomach. He ran way back.
Was anybody, did lead him around, or did he get around?
No, they wouldn't lie, you lead him, because he said you call him blind. You know, don't call him blind, because he never did feel like he's blind, because